If you've heard of Tar, then you've almost certainly heard it described as the cancel culture movie, although this is the least interesting part of a film that is mostly fascinating and then a little disappointing. It doesn't so much collapse under its own weight as deflate a bit. The film stars Cate Blanchett as Lydia Tarr, a world-renowned musician, ethnomusicologist, and the conductor of the Berlin Philharmonic. As the movie opens, Lydia is being interviewed in front of a large audience, and though she makes gestures in the direction of humility when her long list of bona fides is read, it's quite clear she's at least as impressed with herself as the audience is. We see how Lydia interacts with other people. She's not overtly monstrous, but she is far, far above it all, and she can be casually cruel. As her wife tells her, nearly every relationship Lydia has is purely transactional. We also start to see the subtle ways she abuses her power, and how those eventually explode, causing Lydia to lose her position, and this is where the film stumbles. Up to that point, we see a deeply absorbing, nuanced study of Lydia Tarr, one that causes us to reckon with the balance between a person's art and their actions in ways that continually surprise us. And then it all just falls into expected cliches, even in the way the camera moves. Lydia stops behaving like a real person and starts to behave like a person in a movie, and we lose steam. It doesn't negate what's come before, but it is a letdown. Visually, the movie is clean and precise, though like Lydia, it's plenty self-satisfied. But the sound design is gorgeous. Lydia is deeply attuned to sound, and we're given a look into that throughout the film, with the sounds coming at us from all over in sometimes startling ways. I once wondered who could be knocking so loudly on the theater door. Tar is a very, very good movie that's prevented from being great by abandoning its own strengths, trading the surprise and conflict of a difficult subject for a final act that's simply too familiar. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.